The Abundant and Sure Grace of David, Isaiah 55, verse 3. These are therefore two descriptive words of this grace which, amazingly enough, is called the grace of David, that tremendous grace which David received that empowered him to become a man according to God's heart. Obviously, it requires extremely much for this to happen. All the effective grace that we have opportunity to receive now in the dispensation of the new covenant is so many times greater and more effective than the grace one could receive in the dispensation of the old covenant. However, according to Peter and James, in accordance with the divine laws that apply absolutely and without exception, we can receive this grace if we are truly humble, but only to the extent that we are humble. This is sure and true in every way. This is the surest thing of everything that is sure. And it is just as sure that the proud person has God as his opponent as it is that the humble receives grace. This is the spiritual as well as the human, natural law of life. It is the true background for all exaltation and all humiliation. According to Jesus' own words, "And whoever exalts himself will be abased, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." Matthew 23, verse 12. Even if the person concerned does not wish for it, for this is God's own firm decision according to his own divine nature. In other words, we receive grace that is precisely as abundant and manifold as we are humble. And this is just as sure and certain as the fact that we possess humility in truth and spirit, and not some kind of surrogate of humility. There are several characteristics of humility. The humble person does not make objections or come with rationalizations. He does not protest or oppose or doubt or hesitate to obey God's word and his superiors in this world, at his place of employment, or in family life. Such a person is also willing to be exhorted or corrected. He is also diligent in keeping quiet and not opening his mouth and commenting about all kinds of things and about all kinds of people, and even speaking about something that he actually does not understand, for he gladly associates with the humble in the lowly places. He also makes use of opportunities to stay there, for in that place there is peace without end. Above all, the humble person abstains from judging and criticizing his neighbor, because everyone who does that has undeniably exalted himself and has seated himself on the judgment seat. That is where the judges sit. Then the person is as far from humility as east is from west, and God's true grace is just as far away from every such person. As long as a person is humble, he is, so to speak, insured for life. God is gracious, kind, and merciful to everyone with the exception of the proud, arrogant, overly confident, conceited, and puffed up. For God is their opponent, poor people.